Well, depending on your political persuasion, this week was either a major win, a horrible loss, or a mixed bag. But in cheerful news, voters in Colorado have retained one of the most important pieces of their state's policy environment. On Election Day, Colorado voters were asked to vote on a ballot measure with huge implications for the future of Colorado's Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or TABOR. As I've covered many times before, TABOR is really the gold standard for state limits on the growth of government taxing and spending, and it puts voters and taxpayers in the driver's seat for those decisions in Colorado. Proposition HH was really a bait and switch that promised minuscule property tax cuts in return for substantial government spending increases over time, and the eventual elimination of tax refunds triggered by TABOR limits and tax revenue. Thankfully, Colorado voters overwhelmingly said no to Proposition HH this week by roughly a 60-40 margin, and TABOR still stands strong as the gold standard for state tax and expenditure limits, known as TELs. Passed via the ballot in 1992, TABOR has held spending and revenue in check by limiting the budget growth in Colorado to a formula of population plus inflation growth, and limiting the use of any new taxes and requiring voter approval of new taxes. As a result, TABOR has been a target of Colorado's progressives for years, and Proposition HH was not the first time taxpayers have been asked to be complicit in undermining their rights under TABOR. Proposition HH would have temporarily lowered the property tax rates paid by Coloradans, ostensibly providing small relief. However, because revenue at all levels of government in excess of the spending growth allowed by TABOR must be returned to taxpayers, a small rate cut like this provides little relief. More importantly, Proposition HH would increase what the state is allowed to keep and spend by 1% each year. While it may not sound like much, over the next 2 years, these changes would have allowed the state to keep about $500 million more than it otherwise would have and spent that money. In 10 years, the state could have potentially kept $2 billion more each year. All that money would come out of the TABOR refunds that taxpayers receive. State legislative staff in Colorado estimated that under Proposition HH, by 2025, TABOR refunds would have been reduced by 23%. In the long term, they may have been eliminated completely. And of course, that was the goal of Colorado progressives from the start. TABOR has seen no shortage of these progressive attacks over the years, which really serves as an acknowledgement of how dangerous it is to those that would like no constraints on government's ability to grow. Though all states except Bernie Sanders, Vermont, have some sort of a balanced budget requirement in their state law or their constitution, most don't have robust protection on the growth of state spending, which TABOR offers in Colorado. Taxing and spending may not be out of control in Colorado right now, but it would only take one future generation of policymakers to change that. In Colorado, such a generation of big spenders has been kept at bay so far by the resiliency of the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. As my friend and former state representative Patrick Neville put it, TABOR is the only thing keeping us from becoming East California. On Election Day, Coloradans said no to Proposition HH, just as the latest example of voters rebuking attempts to undermine or eliminate TABOR. In 2019, a similar Proposition CC proposed allowing government to keep more of Colorado taxpayers' money, and Proposition 3 CC was ultimately rejected 54-46 by voters as well. Other states would be wise to look at Colorado's TABOR as a model for restraining future generations of those that would like to overspend or not to be accountable to taxpayers. In 2010, Colorado ranked second best in economic outlook in the Rich States, Poor States report that I co-author with Art Laffer and Steve Moore. Colorado now ranks 25th in economic outlook due to more than a decade-long standstill in many important measures. Other states move dramatically in the direction of cutting taxes and becoming more competitive. If not for the protection that TABOR provides, it's likely that spending and taxation would be out of control in Colorado today. It would begin to look more like the states that people are continuing to flee: California, New York, Illinois, just to name a few. Colorado has an opportunity to continue to move the ball forward, and voters sent a really important message, an essential message across the nation, that when people focus on common sense, kitchen table issues, and good government economics, that's a winning message across the country. For more information, you can go to alec.org. For American Radio Journal, I'm Jonathan Williams. Thanks for listening.